Finding the Voice. I was a poor boy on the Blackhawks. Each time they blew Lord Stanley's game, it was quite often. Then I was happy on the Oilers hockey team until they traded Wainwright some years ago now. But I found out that none of these was real. No, not one of these was me. They were all just images I kept to hide the awful truth I feared behind the door inside. But opening the door was finding the voice, and finding the voice, finding the voice, finding the voice was a blast. I used to think I was really cool. I had it made, I knew the score, so you'd have thought. But when you saw me strut peeking with my camera, would you have stopped to ask, why does he tremble so? For when it came to the touch of another person, I had to shrink away to hide my fear. It's a fear I've had long as I remember, and Lord, it's hurt me all these years, but meeting that fear was finding the voice, and finding the voice, finding the voice, finding the voice was a blast. Now, don't get me wrong, please don't mistake me. When I speak of faith here, I speak of faith just for me. I had no faith in my beginnings nor my endings. I had no faith, just no faith in me, you see, and it's said that if you cannot love yourself, then you can surely cannot love another. It's a fact I had to learn, I had to live through as I was led to find my faith in me, but finding my faith was finding the voice, and finding the voice, finding the voice, finding the voice was a blast. Again, don't get me wrong, please don't misquote me. When I speak of heaven and God and words like that, you can mean by these anything you care to mean. Here, past my words to the beauty that I've seen. That when you reach out to heaven above, you find it is yourself touches back. We are every one of us gods underneath. We've just lost our way, we've lost the voice inside, but if you try, finding your faith, meeting your fear, and opening your door, you'll be finding.